This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, trying to save wild horses starving in the high desert of Nevada.
First, though, we go to Pakistan, where the government has lifted its order that put opposition leader Benazir Bhutto under house arrest. Bhutto's arrest came on the day she had vowed to lead mass protests against President Pervez Musharraf. And we're joined now by Declan Walsh. He's a correspondent for Britain's Guardian newspaper in Islamabad. And Declan, earlier today, Benazir Bhutto was barred from leaving her house. What's the latest?
Well, as you say, Ms. Bhutto has now been told that she's no longer under house arrest or any form of detention. Earlier in the day, she had, of course, tried to leave the house on several occasions. She found that the way was blocked by an extremely heavy security cordon that had been thrown around the suburban house. And there were police, armoured vehicles and barbed wire barricades preventing her from leaving Islamabad to go to Rawalpindi, where she was due to hold that protest. An extremely heavy security presence in Rawalpindi as well, which saw streets closed down and thousands of Bhutto supporters kept away, ensured that the rally never took place.
So they lifted the house arrest at night when she couldn't lead the rally. Is it possible that she might just try again another day?
That is a possibility, but for now, Ms. Bhutto says that she will mount her protests against President Musharraf. He said yesterday that elections will be held by mid-February. She said that's only a vague commitment. She wants him to lift the emergency rule, reinstate the constitution, keep to his promise to resign as chief of the army and hold those elections on a specific date. So she says that she's going to organise what she calls a long march from the city of Lahore to Islamabad next Tuesday.
And Declan, this doesn't seem to bode well for any power-sharing agreement the two of them might have wanted to enter into. It seems that they're ending up more on either side of this issue than together.
Well, it certainly does up the stakes between the two of them. The planned protest and the standoff in Islamabad today were really the first major resistance that the opposition has shown to General Musharraf's emergency rule since it was declared this time last week. Up until now, most of the street protests have been led by the country's lawyers. They've been clashing with the security forces on the streets, and several thousand of them have been arrested and are still being held in detention. So this really was the first time that Ms. Bhutto has tried to defy President Musharraf.
And as of this weekend, it'll be a week since this state of emergency was declared. Do you expect more protests over the weekend?
Well, the lawyer-led protests have been diminishing in recent days. That's because of the severity of the crackdown. Like I said, several thousand people have been arrested. They're still in jail. The leaders of the lawyers' movement are in jail. The Chief Justice, who was fired by General Musharraf at the start of this emergency, his name is Iftikhar Mohammed Chowdhury. He is now under house arrest here in Islamabad. Earlier today, the police came to his house. They tried to move him to the western city of Quetta, but he refused to go. But that's just a sign that really the situation remains very serious here. The government hasn't given any indication of when it's going to lift the emergency. A couple of days ago, we had one government minister who said a couple of weeks. We had the Attorney General who said it could be a matter of a couple of months. So there's no sign that this crisis is going to end anytime soon.
And even today, earlier today, there was a suicide bombing at the home of one government official.
That's right. That was a suicide bombing against the house of a federal minister in Peshawar. That's about 100 miles west of Islamabad. That bombing really underscores the severity of the threat of Islamist extremism here in Pakistan that's been rising all this year. Ever since July, we've seen a whole spate of suicide attacks, mostly on security forces, but also a number like this one against government officials. And it also underscores the worries of U.S. officials today. The Defense Secretary, Robert Gates, said he was worried that while this political turmoil is ongoing in Pakistan and is preoccupying not only the political establishment, but also the military, because President Musharraf remains the head of the army, that it is detracting from the war against these growing forces of Islamist extremism.
Declan Walsh, correspondent for Britain's Guardian newspaper, reporting from Islamabad. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.